Thank you very much. I'm Charlie Cook. I'm with Alltech Seed out of Levelland, Texas. And my breeding facilities are in Victoria. These are my partners that I work with. Cody Pogue, who's our manager. Brian Shook is my technician. Jimmy Newsom and Richard Percival are our salesmen. And Brian Kendall is our seed production specialist. Just briefly, our fleet of, this is our fleet of B2RFs, and Apex is our flagship variety of the B2RFs. We've had it now for a couple of years. This is a field from last year. And just kind of an overview that Apex that we have is a medium maturity. It's smooth leaf, has good storm tolerance. This is the latest recaps. We had a little over 1,400 bales gin, and the loan value was a little over 53 cents. It has a good micronaire staple and strength. But what I'm here to talk about today is our new varieties that we have available. And these are all flex varieties. Epic is a very widely adapted variety. Patriot is south of Lubbock, to Central Texas is south of Lubbock. Orbit is. Patriot Plus, which is the one in the middle, is very well adapted to all of the high plains of Texas. It's field of Epic. This is from the San Patricio test in the Coastal Bend this year, and this was Epic compared to other flex varieties, and they all were within about the 900 to 950 pound range, very similar in yield. This is the test that we just got back before I left. That was from Glasscock County, and as you can see, Epic, Fibermax 9058, and Deltapine 174. We're all higher producers than Deltapine 147 and Phytogen 425. This is the lint gross return per acre, and as you can see, the top four varieties were all very similar in what they return per acre based on their loan value and yield. This is from last year's Plains Irrigated Systems trials. I was hoping that we would have some of the 2008 data back before this presentation, but it hadn't come yet. But you can see Epic, which was tested at 65,333. If you compare it to the other flex varieties, which is Fibermax 9150 and 9158 and Deltapine 121, you can see Epic was better than the 121. If you look at the loan value per acre, which is in the far right-hand corner, it was very similar to Fibermax 9058 and slightly less than Fibermax 9150. In the halfway dryland trial, you can see that Epic was very similar in its return per acre to Fibermax 9058, and it was significantly better than the Deltapine 121 and the Phytogen 315. This is the irrigated trials at halfway, and again, Epic did very well. It was very similar to Phytogen 315 flex, and they were both better than Deltapine 121 flex. The Mesa dryland trials, Epic did exceptionally well there, and it was significantly better in the yield and the lint value per acre than the other flex varieties, which 9058 and Phytogen 315. The La Mesa irrigated trials, Phytogen 315 and Epic were fairly similar, as well as Fibermax 9058, which kind of let me know that under the irrigated conditions, they were very similar in their yield potential and their value. Epic did much better when they were under dryland conditions. In the Lubbock irrigated trials, Epic was very similar to Phytogen 315, and they were both a little better than the Deltapine 121 flex variety. Patriot was at the top of that list, and it'll be in the slide with the Patriot. Epic is a medium maturing variety. It's smooth leaf, good storm tolerance. The loan value that we had seen in the recap so far was about 55 cents a pound. Has good micronaire, good staple, and good strength. Epic is characterized by having very wide adaptability. It does very well in South Texas, Central Texas, as well as the High Plains. Orbit is a new variety we have. I have very little data on Orbit, and the data I had from this from 2008 has not come in yet, so I don't have a whole lot to say about Orbit. But Orbit is really adapted to Central Texas to the south of Lubbock. I wouldn't recommend it for going north of Lubbock at all. The test that we do have back from Thrall compared to other flex varieties, Fibromax 9058, Phytogen 425, and Deltapine 174, they were all fairly similar because the yields were not exceptionally high there. They were pretty much within 100 pounds of one another. Orbit is characterized as being a medium maturing variety. It's semi-smooth leaf. It has good storm tolerance, good mite, good staple, and good strength. This is Patriot. Patriot was tested at 65018. This is Patriot Plus. We had a Patriot that was in the Roundup variety. Now we have a Patriot Plus, which is in Flex. It's from the Lubbock irrigated trials, and you can see that a Patriot Plus did very well. It was better, a little bit better than the Phytogen 315, and was significantly better than Deltapine 121 Flex when you look at their loan values, which is or the lint value based on their loan values on the far right-hand side. We don't have the data back from this year, but this was a grower's field where we did have Patriot Plus, Next Gen 3410, and Deltapine 174. The loan value of Patriot was over 57 cents a pound. The Next Gen 3410 was about 56 and a half, and Deltapine 174 was about 55 and a half cents a pound. We don't know what the yields are yet, but we know from the grower that the Patriot Plus is definitely going to yield higher than the other two varieties. Patriot Plus is a medium maturity. It's a semi-smooth leaf. It has good storm tolerance, good micronaire, a good staple length, and a good strength. We also have two conventional varieties that we will have available, A102 and 1203. The A102 is a very broadly adapted variety. It can pretty much go over the entire cotton belt. We've had some terrible seed production problems with it. We had all that we had produced last year burned up in a gin fire, so we started over again this year, and unfortunately we put it in the Rio Grande Valley and Hurricane Dolly took care of it, so we have a very limited amount of seed that we will have available of it. 1203, we have plenty, and 1203 is strictly West Texas adaptation. This is coastal bend results from 2007. A102 is compared to Phytogen 485 Wide Strike, Deltapine 143, and Fibromax 9063. And as you can see, A102 produced a higher yield in all three of these varieties, in particular Deltapine 143 and 9063. In the Upper Gulf Coast test, it was compared to Deltapine 164, Fibromax 955 Liberty Link, and Stoneville 4357. And again, we see a similar trend. A102 produced higher yields than these varieties, and in particular Stoneville 4357. This is from 2008. This is at the MENI test at Corpus Christi at the AgriLife test, and the same similar varieties that we've already looked at in this test. A102 was slightly better in yield than Phytogen 485 Wide Strike, and very similar in yield to Deltapine 164 and 9063. And this is a conventional variety. It does not have any insecticidal traits in it. This is a grower's test we had at Wall, Texas, outside of San Angelo, and A102 compared to the best Roundup Flex test check in the test, as well as the best Bogard 2 test, produced anywhere from 100 to 150 pounds more length than those two best checks in that test, and that was in a grower's field. Altex 102 is a medium early maturity. It's a semi-smooth leaf. It's broadly adapted, has good storm tolerance. It has excellent seedling vigor. If you plant it next to another variety in the same field, you'll definitely be able to see the advantage of 102 coming up. It's got a good micronaire. It has a good staple and an adequate strength. 1203, which is the variety, conventional variety we have for the High Plains. This, we had it in 2007 at 20 locations and it compared it to Fibromax 958, which is what a lot of the growers are growing of conventional variety up there still. And the yields were very similar across those locations, a little over about 1,350 pounds. So that's dry land and irrigated test combined. But when the, based on the loan value, they begin to see a separation where 1203 was bringing in more return per acre than the 958. And in 2008, this is a test that on the Glenn Phipps farm at Welsh, outside of Welsh, Texas. And he had a center pivot, 120 acres. He put 60 acres in 1203 and 60 acres in 9058. The 1203 produced 1,108 pounds. The 958 was at 931 pounds. He had a 57.5 cents loan value compared to 56.185, which mean it was about $108 an acre more. Both these conventional varieties will be in transgenic varieties, and hopefully in about 2 years we'll have them ready commercially. It's medium maturity, smooth leaf, has good disease package for verticillium and fusarium wilt, and good storm tolerance and a good exceptional loan value. Just to kind of go through, we have a new strain, which is 7821. And we had it in Wayne Smith's test. And across one of the Westlaco tests, as well as the test at the experiment station at Corpus in College Station, as you can see, 7821 out-yielded phytogen 485 wide strike and Delta Pine 164. It was a little better than Fibromax 1740 and very similar in yield, slightly higher, but close to Delta Pine triple nickel. This is the lint percent and has a very good turnout on it. The fiber length is exceptional on this variety compared to the others. And it's as you can see, it's better than the other three Bogard 2 or wide strike varieties and quite a bit better than Delta Pine triple nickel. Sorry, has a good fiber strength. Has a good fiber strength. And this is a yield test that Peggy Faxton had at the Delta station. And as you can see, it did very well over there too. Has high yield potential, smooth leaf, widely adapted, and excellent fiber quality, and we hope to have that ready for the market in at least a couple of years in a transgenic form. Thank you very much. That's it.